The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday. And if I sound a little bit like I'm on the telephone, I am on the telephone. Here's a little fun thing for you. I've been doing this program a long time, and always it has been done on what they call an ISDN codec, a Nexus unit from Comrex. Well, the phone companies have gone all digital, and they've gotten rid of ISDN service, which was really just two pairs of wires doubled up. They doubled the amount of information that was being transmitted, and it sounded great. They were supposed to run it through the end of the month. They turned it off today. This is an issue back at the network in Pennsylvania. So I'm on the phone tonight. Monday we'll be on a new digital system called a BRIC, BRIC2 unit. Lord willing. I've got it, so all we have to do is figure out how to connect it. But that's why I'll be on the phone tonight. So Todd is trying to EQ things to make them sound as good as we can. I'm going to switch to speakerphone in a few minutes and see if that makes any difference. So that's the explanation as to why we have a little... Well, I'm glad it didn't happen last night. Would have ruined all that beautiful music. All right, first up tonight, Dean Henderson standing by for our monthly visit, getting into as much trouble as he possibly can, as usual. How are you?
Yeah, I'm still trying to do that, what you said, Jeff. How about you?
Same old.
Yeah.
Same old.
The phone company is messing with you. Nothing else much new, I guess.
Nah.
Well,
They didn't do it to hurt me. They did it. They just got rid of it because it was kind of old-fashioned, and they didn't want to mess with it. So
it
now it's all VOIP. So all voice over the internet.
It'll all be better.
Hopefully. We'll see. That's what Skype is, and that horrible word Skype.
Yeah. I think they spy on us, you mean, and track
yeah,
us.
It does sound like a spy term. But
no
I've
big
always,
deal. It's fine.
I've always pegged it as a severe skin disease.
That's a pretty good one. I like that. Yeah, that's about right.
Here are some headlines for our dear listeners out there. There's a lot. It's just a... God, it's an avalanche. I put up 120 stories today, pulled from several hundred others. And this is what I've got. And you can choose whichever one you want to talk about. Mother of all caravans heads north to U.S. 10,000 illegals due in Mexico City any day. There's the top story.
Conditional next. Cash cards.
Isn't that the truth? Second story. the Democrat solution on immigration is to turn the U.S. into Central America, South America, and the Middle East.
That's a good one.
All right. Number three, L.A. business owner says, this is a TV interview, raw sewage is now common all over the city streets, same as in San Francisco.
Yeah.
All right.
Sick.
Fourth story, L.A. is turning into third world Latin America. There's a video you can take.
Yeah, it's already been done.
It is.
I don't try anymore.
Top border agent.
The platforms that can work. It's already been done. It's finished.
Yeah. All true. Top border agent says just 6% of illegal aliens in one sector bother to claim asylum. Come on in.
Only 6%. God, you think you'd be hired for that?
You would.
Oh, my God.
Here's another one. DHS tells... I always write these headlines trying to make them fun. DHS... It's not easy to make horror fun. DHS tells...
Yeah, good point.
But DHS tells Army Corps of Engineers to skirt land regulations and to go ahead and begin building their $1 billion replacement fence, which is to run over 50 miles. So $1 billion is going to buy you a 50 miles of chain link fence or something like that. Crazy. Here's another one. 300,000 from Africa, Asia, and Latin America have already entered Mexico bound for the U.S. in the first 4 months of 2019. 300,000. All right?
Immigrant bombs. Here. Cool.
Yeah. Here's, let's see, we got all kinds of stuff.
Only 6%. I can't even understand what it is. But are we going to put sewage on all that? Or is
there... Oh, yeah, right.
Well, probably.
Fertilizer in the streets.
Fertilizer. Monsanto's got aluminum-resistant seeds, just so everybody knows. I wonder why they do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. Let's just be a coincidence.
Here's another one. 100,000 illegals graduate from U.S. high schools every year. Compliments of Dean and our tax dollars, right? Kushner's immigration. You saw that, didn't you, that President Kushner is going to submit to President Trump his idea of an immigration plan? This, honest to God, you can't make this stuff up. Kushner,
you can't,
nepotism,
really.
Gets paid nothing. That's how they get around it. He's a volunteer.
He's a volunteer.
I'm calling him President Kushner from now on. Go ahead.
I'm going to call him 666. That's all I'm going to call him. Because that's what he says he should call him. But I don't know, whatever. It's just my opinion. What do I know? But
well, we don't live at 666 Puke Avenue like he does.
I don't, but he does. So it's called Puke. Yeah, that's a good word. Oh, my God. Yeah, it just gets weirder and stupider, and these people are so inbred that, I don't know, how can we even, like, try to talk about them when they're so messed up? And they call them the global elite. I call them the scumbags. Yeah. I don't know. Scumbags seems like a good word to me. You know,
sure.
I'm just so tired of hearing about the global elite. You know, it's like they're not elite at all. They're just scumbags.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good.
This rich, arrogant,
rich,
narcissistic,
inbred, pedophiliacs, trafficking drugs, trying to deindustrialize us, throwing immigrant bombs at us, and telling us we're all different from each other and we should fight each other because we're Republicans and Democrats. Yeah, right, whatever. Okay, that's an old story. It's not working anymore for me. But anyway, how are things in Oregon? Despite all the crap that they, you know, projection screen has laid down before us, you know, told us to think about. God, it's horrible.
It's pretty here. But, you know, when you think about it, the digital world we live in is all basically it's a green screen. We live in a green screen world.
It's a joke. It's like, get over it. It's like, yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know, snap out of it, people. It's just all an illusion. It's like the magicians, and it's like, I don't know, just get over it. It's like reality is outside your door. It is beautiful in Oregon. It's beautiful in Missouri. It's beautiful in a lot of places. And people just go outside and just check it out and get off of the program might have a chance. You know?
You might. Well, individually, I think most of us still have a chance to enjoy what we grew up with, but the generation after the millennials will not have a clue about what
we
experienced. No, they can't.
They're creating their own electronic prison. Each of us is creating, you know, they're all like, here's some. Think about the word inbox, you know. Your inbox. It sounds like something that you would push into a prison cell for a prisoner.
Oh, good.
And then,
good one.
You know,
yeah.
Think about the word like, let's see, what was the other one? I mean, it's like they're just telling you what they're going to do to you, and you just do it willingly. Oh, your feed. Yeah, your feed on Facebook or your feed on Twitter. Well, here's your feed for the day, slave, electronic feudalistic slave, and here's your feed. And I mean, it's just like they're telling you what they're doing to you, and you're just gleeful about it. I don't
understand. Well, here's another parallel to that. Every time Trump gives one of his
Twitter
pep rallies, the Trump faithful applaud and cheer at everything he says. They don't even think about what he's saying. When he stops, they applaud. They cheer.
And the Twitter thing,
it's like an old vaudeville
comic. It's like a
comic.
Magician. He's like a TV movie star, and he's like using this Twitter like a magician. And he's like, it triggers the Democrats to where they're just unhinged, and it triggers the Republican faithful to where they're like, bow down and mahabon, I worship you. And I mean, my God, can it get any weirder than this? I don't know.
I think it can.
No, I probably can. It will. It can and it will. So that's where we're at.
I'm with you.
I mean, it's just so weird. But I mean, all of this stuff is just it's a magic spell, and people just need to snap out of it, or they won't. They probably won't.
I don't think they can anymore, Dean. And when 5G goes in, I really don't think they'll be able to easily. It'll take a major effort on their part.
Yeah, it's tough. There's already cyborgs walking among us, and a lot of them. And mind control is already 4G is enough. I don't know, if I was the Rockefellers, I would just stop at 4G, and I would go, oh, we've already got them. We're good. You know, we've already got these people in our pocket. But It's never enough. They might overstep. That's the only hope we have, is that they overstep and people go, this is so ridiculous. I guess Brussels did ban 5G, and I guess Portland at least tabled something.
It tells you a lot, doesn't it?
Well, Brussels, there is a little kickback this last week, just the last couple of weeks. I mean, finally, it's like, finally there's some people, you know, talking some sense about it. And, you know, even now people that I know are finally going, oh, gee, I heard about 5G and it's horrible. And so I don't know, you know, the only way it's going to stop is if people just quit being addicted to technology. And that's pretty much the bottom line. You know, it's like if you can just not use your.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I woke you up this morning. I get up. We hauled a bunch of crap over, did this yard sale because we live in the sticks and we can't do a yard sale here. Nobody knows where we're at. So took some to Willow Springs and did this yard sale with a friend of ours. And this, I woke up at 6:30 and I heard this screeching of tires on the highway quite a ways away, you know, but out from my house, and somebody yelling, and then we go out there, we drive through it, and there's like skid marks and somebody around the ditch. And okay, then we're coming home, and there's like two different people that are on their cell phones and just tweaking out and not using their blinkers and kind of speeding up and slowing down and just doing the weirdo thing. And then we're thinking, oh, that's what happened this morning. That guy got run into the ditch by somebody on their cell phone. But I mean, it's just getting so weird out there that, you know, anytime you even leave your place, it's just, I mean, so, okay, the answer to, you know, stopping 5G and stopping the genocidal maniac stuff of this royal crown family, these freaks, you know, is that people themselves have to quit being addicted to it. And I don't know how hard that is for people to figure out, but all I hear about is like, oh, yeah, it's so nice to see so-and-so's pictures of their kids on Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, the pedophiles probably like that, too. They probably love that.
That's no joke.
I don't know. They just don't seem to get it.
I know. Voyeurism is big.
I don't know. You know, it's just weird. It's just bizarre. But, yeah, on the other hand, yeah, I say Brussels, yeah. And, you know, there does seem to be some pushback this week, finally. But, you know,
they don't want their own. That's where the elite hang out.
It must be it, right? So
Brussels,
the European Union,
the EU,
Israel's
right?
doing the same thing. Apparently, Israel hasn't gotten past 3G.
Right.
They were good with the 3G, and so yeah, or exactly. And that's probably most of what that is. And yeah, I don't know. It's just very strange. But meanwhile, it just progresses and. You know, it's all the crowd. It's just these people that hate us. People hate humanity. They're teaching people to hate humanity. I've learned that basically the eugenics project, which was Hitler, and well, it was way before Hitler, but then it was Hitler.
Oh yeah, we started it. It was
pretty
us.
Much. Yeah, they started the Rockefellers and the Harrimans and the Bushes and you know so on. The elite just hate humanity because they're Luciferians and we're all bad and we're supposed to pay for their sins. And but anyway, like the basically pretty much the modern environmental movement was the successor of the eugenics movement. So instantly, the World Wildlife Fund goes to Africa after this fake decolonization, where they said, "Oh, we're gonna let you be free now." You know, yeah, right. So now we're just gonna have dictators that send their money to the city of London and wash it, and we'll keep you poor, and we'll start all these beautiful national parks. And that's the World Wildlife Fund. That's what they did. And I went to Africa and went to Kruger National Park, and that was founded by apparently Lord Shelburne, I think it was. And I even said to Jill when we were there, I was like, man, this is all just pretty much a joke. And it's just like this cage where they keep the animals and while they starve out the people of Africa. And that's exactly what it was, because they're starving out Africa by having game parks. And then plus the elite go there and they just blast away at these kudu and these trophy animals and they hang them in their castles.
Oh,
and so it's
disgusting.
Nothing about saving animals either, but it's just all this fraud. But it's under the pretext of environmentalism.
Go over there and shoot them. And that's
what you know,
Trump,
yeah, I
don't
even shoot them is
that.
What we should do. But I mean, you know, yeah. So it's just these inbreds, they just, they keep playing us and the average person just doesn't believe it, and because they're so naive, because their pineal gland is shot to shit from not sleeping and not getting melatonin and, you know, scrubbing their teeth with fluoride their whole life, and so they don't believe it, and they can't
I'm
imagine.
I'm using aluminum deodorant under their arms. So
yeah, pretty much
that in their blood too.
Aluminum in your armpits, and oh my God! So I don't know. It's just. It's just the more you learn about life, the more you learn about, like, well, I mean, we're slaves. I mean, we're basically, after World War One, this country went bankrupt. And, you know, we went along with the Brits and we said, oh, yeah, let's invade Germany. And then when we got out of that, we were bankrupt. And then, okay, so Roosevelt called in the gold and the banker said, we'll give you this loan, you know, but you need collateral. So there was the gold and they took it out of Fort Knox and put it in the Federal Reserve Bank, third subfloor. And then every American citizen became pretty much collateral, and our Social Security numbers were, you know, made all of a sudden in capital letters, and we were pretty much the stock of the corporation. And then the IRS came in and said, well, we're going to collect on
people's
profits and we're going to launder that money through the Bahamas or something. It's just such a freaking joke, man. But I don't know. I tell you what. The radicals are, the wagons are circling a little bit. Did an interview with the Empower Movement yesterday, and, you know, David Icke may be a contributor editor on his site. And, I mean, you know, after this last month of just total censorship, where, you know, he was banned from Australia, Assange was arrested. And by the way, he was taken away in a Serco van. It wasn't the UK government van or police. It was the Serco. And this is the company that I discovered was behind 5G that controls our patent office under Wilbur Ross, the Rothschild boy, and also runs all the medical records, driver's license records, vaccination records, criminal records, and then runs the federal bridge, which is communication between the government. You know, basically has the contract for that. It has the contract on the Air Force, Navy, Army, NSA, FBI, CIA, security for all those organizations. And Serco has, it's a crown agency corporation where the Queen has the golden chair. You know, they're tied to Lockheed Martin, BAE, and all, you know, all these companies. So, you know, there was a Serco van that took Assange away. For real.
Serco.
I mean, watch the RT footage. So that's what it was. And most people wouldn't notice that, but I noticed it because I just wrote an article about it. And, you know, Snowden, this billionaire that has his records that they're releasing, all of a sudden says, oh, gee, we can't release any marks, we're broke. And then Amazon bans all the anti-vaccine books. And then, you know, YouTube starts taking down the 5G videos and the chemtrails videos. And by the way, like, if you go on Google and you Google Dean Henderson, I'm, like, way down. But if you go to DuckDuckGo or Bing or Yahoo, I'm, like, the first one.
So, yeah,
I get the most hits, but there's some soccer player on Google, you know. But here's the thing. We're winning the information war, Jeff. Here's the good news. We're winning the information war, and they're freaking out. And that's why they're having to do this book-burning censorship thing that's going on, arresting people and throwing them in jail, because they're freaking out, because they know we're winning in the war. And more and more people are coming around, more and more people are seeing it. If we can get like 20%, we're good.
That's the desperation you just described with Google. They're burying truth-tellers.
Desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're desperate. Yeah. And so they thought they could just rule out this internet weapon. It's not just the internet. I found out, you know, 1963, the IBM Corporation, which created computers, went to the U.S. regulators, and this was probably Eisenhower or Kennedy, I'm not sure who. They said, look, man, we want to sell these computers to the world. You know what the federal regulators said? They said, no, you can't sell these computers to the world. And this is when computers were, like, huge, and the Cray computers that filled the whole house, they were just huge. They said, no, you can't do that because it's a weapon, and we feel like the disinformation that you could deliver on that would decimate entire populations. That's what U.S. regulators said. That's back when we had regulators that actually worked for the people. And they could, it wouldn't even let them sell that. And that's before the internet or Facebook or anything, anything more advanced, you know, that's happened from the Pentagon and NSA, which is where it all comes from. And then the NSA said, we're going to do the internet and roll out DARPANET. And all these NSA people were like, no, we never thought that would happen. They said, we were sure the internet was just always going to stay in-house because it's a weapon. We always knew it was a weapon. I mean, you're just going to spread disinformation.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right.
So in other words, we've turned that weapon, you know, the guerrillas, me and you and David and all these people, have turned this weapon on them, and they thought they could just pull this weapon out and put it on us. And we went and put that weapon that they made and made us take and accept. And we've actually turned that weapon on them and trained the guns on them to the point where they are so paranoid and worried that, you know, we're smarter than them.
Well, we'll see. I'm totally in agreement with you. I'm concerned about their reaction once they really understand that there's a very viable segment of the sheep that have awakened and they've got the data. They've got the basics of it now. And that's a real formidable opponent. It's not a joke. Hold on a minute, Dean. We have to take a break. Come right back with Dean Henderson after this. All kinds of things as we usually do. Notre Dame or Notre Dame burn. And I just found out today, Jane Widener sent me a note. Notre Dame burned 777 years after the infamous burning of 24 cartloads of handwritten Talmuds owned by the Jews back in the 1200s. The king of France ordered them all burned. So 777.
Wow.
Right?
Interesting.
777, they burned Notre Dame. No, they don't. These aren't coincidences.
No.
Even a rabbi was laughing about it. They knew.
They knew. Well, they did it, and I think, you know, the same day that Notre Dame burned, and people don't even know this, most people, because there was absolutely no media coverage of it. But if you just, you know, check it out on the internet, the Al-Aqsa Mosque started on fire at the same time that the Notre Dame Cathedral started.
Oh, the Al-Aqsa Mosque did. That's right.
Yeah.
There was a fire at the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Same time.
In Jerusalem.
Same time.
Another
same
coincidence.
Another coincidence. And then these Sri Lanka bombings. Now, see, the thing, they're sending a message, well, there's two things. They're trying to divide Christians and Muslims, which they've been doing forever, ever since Albert Pike wrote his little letter in 1850, whatever, saying that the Third World War would be between Christians and Muslims, but also then, you know, Samuel Huntington, Trilateral Commission, Class of Civilizations, 1973, you know, the next conflict's going to be between Muslims and Christians. And then, of course, 9/11, you know, pretty much made that a lock. You know, and then ever since that's been the case, where we're supposed to hate Muslims, they're supposed to hate us. And yeah, then the Sri Lankans, you know, they're saying, oh, it's a reprisal for New Zealand, the mosque bombings. Now, dude, the Illuminati did all of it. And they're just trying to mess with you, and they're trying to, and the other, but the second thing they're trying to do is even creepier, which is pretty much they're trying to destroy any sort of religion or spirituality, because the New World Order religion
that's
is
right.
The New Age movement.
That's right. That's
exactly what it
right.
is. And
yeah.
and that's why it says new and new.
Well, first
they
went on after morality, then they went after spirituality.
Exactly. And that and so they're just trying to accomplish both of those things. A, divide people. B, wax any religion. And this is why they've been attacking the Catholic Church for eons. You know, because the Catholic Church kicked out these people, these Talmud people that you're talking about, for their smut and their nastiness, and they sent them up to Venice, and they said, we don't even, you know, and then, again, it was the King of France. Yeah, it might have been the same king, and it was the Pope Clement who hung Jacques de Molay on a cross, burned him. Because I said, you're a Knights Templar, and you guys are Satanists, and we don't want you anymore.
Oh, yeah,
and so
they
had to go to Venice and become the Venetian bankers, the Lombards, the Guelphs, the Bards, all these people. And then after that, they moved into the city of London. And that's the succession, you know. And so it's just, these people don't care about, they don't want you to believe anything in a higher power. They don't believe we have souls. They don't believe humans have souls, and they want you to believe that. And that's with their TV and their internet.
Well,
they're trying
look
to convince
what they're doing.
You of that.
They're,
but we do have souls. I'm sorry.
Of course we do. But they are literally putting us into their inbox, which is devoid
inbox.
Of morality, spirituality, accountability, responsibility, interaction with life philosophies that they're taking away. We're all. They're training everyone to be reactive.
Yeah.
Reactive.
Exactly.
Stimuli, react. Stimulus,
exactly.
response. Pavlov,
exactly.
Pavlov, Pavlov. All the
this
way.
One, yeah, Pavlov. And this 1% elite, you know, scumbag, they call it, whatever they are, I mean, whoever they are, it. I'm going to call them it because that's what they're worth calling. And there, so they project this stuff on the TV and the internet, but the scary thing is this unreality that they are projecting, this darkness that they believe in, which is totally false, then people internalize it, and then they walk around, and then they spread this falseness to other people. You know what I mean? And that's just, it's like a virus.
It's a communicable disease.
It's a communicable disease. That's a good way to put it. And so this is the problem, and the best, again, we just have to shut down the screens and go outside and talk to people in the neighborhood, and you'll find out it's a totally different reality from what these 1% oligarch feudalists, I mean, who used to just hunt, you know, they hunt peasants for fun. They still do it in Guatemala. I mean, and feudalism, and they just think of us as cattle. They always have. And they set up systems long ago.
Tell our listeners how much they value human life.
Nothing, zero. It doesn't matter. including their own. They have, I mean, they're just, you can't even imagine how these people think. I mean, and that's the hardest part about trying to, you know, win this battle is just to convince people that there are these very tiny amount of people, and they're all royal families and nobles, and they have to hide behind these titles because they're such despicable, nasty people. And that's the hardest part, is just to convince the average person that there are people on this planet that actually are this low grade, that they will just drink adrenal chromine and trade babies and organs and just, I mean, they're just nasty. And, okay, maybe they're aliens, maybe they're not. I don't know. It doesn't even matter, but they're just nasty. Yeah, and they just happen to be the crown, we call it, the crown. And we're the United States Corporation. And when your baby is born, it comes through your mother's water, and it enters British maritime law, this law,
maritime
law
for
the
life.
Sea, for life.
Yeah.
And all you have to do in court is don't go, because you're a U.S. citizen. You're not a subject of the crown. Never respond to a subpoena or a court order or anything. Bench, by the way, the judge, the bench. Bench means banco in Latin. The bench is the bank. So you go before a judge, you're going before the bank. And don't
They're
do
all
it.
Revenue agents.
You don't have to do it. You should not do it. And they're all revenuers, and that's why the IRS was set up, to collect for the debt of after World War One. We defaulted. We all became subjects and collateral, and that's all the IRS is for, us to collect on the debt. And we don't have to do any of this. All you have to do is just say, here's a counteroffer. Here's a counteroffer to your contract. And I do not accept. And by the way, I hold you liable for $10 million, Queen Elizabeth, or whoever the CEO of the corporation is that's putting a smart meter in your house or whatever. This is the Empire Movement. These guys are revolutionizing stuff. They have overthrown, the governor of BC resigned, and they win in every case. But we have to go, see, there's different levels of law. There's constitutional law. There's British maritime law, which they're trying to impose on us that's when you go into a courtroom, there's a gold fringe on the flag.
Right.
And then there's common law or natural law, which is above all of that. So you just go in there, you tell the judge, you're harming me. They will leave the courtroom. They will just run away like freaking cockroaches. And because it is more powerful than British maritime law. But that's what they got us under. The temple bar, you gotta pass the bar. You know, that's the temple bar, that's the Knights Templar, that's the Queen's way of keeping us. It is so surreal what's going on here. And somehow we have to convince people that there is this little tiny amount of so despicable people, you cannot even imagine it. And that's the hard part. That's the really hard part. Once we can convince 15-20%, and they are aware of that, there will not need to be protests, there will not need to be banners made, there will not need to be political parties addressing it. They will, just the awareness will make these things run like things that they are into the shadows, and they will disappear and be gone. But we have to somehow convince enough people that this is actually going on, and that's the hard part.
It's hard
when really,
we don't have access
fiction.
To the means of dispersing information.
That they have.
The MSM.
Yeah, but we're doing okay. We're obviously they're scared, they're freaking out because they're banning our stuff and they're degrading and they're deplatforming our stuff, and obviously they're a little bit worried. I mean, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, David Icke was a freak, Jeff Renz was a freak, Gene Henderson was a freak, and all of a sudden, oh my God, we got followers, we got listeners, we got a lot of audience, and
right.
You got to remember that. So
yeah,
I mean,
those who were off
that worries them.
They got down off the fence, and those who got off the fence on the right side, the correct side, they're not going back.
They're not going back either. That's the other thing. They're not going back. So that's the other thing. So it's easy to get thinking like, well, we're defeated, but we're not actually defeated. We're actually got them on the ropes. We got them on the ropes. And, okay, yeah, they got us on the ropes, too, because definitely they're coming down with some stuff. But it's just going to be a race to the finish. It's just going to be that way. And maybe in the big picture of karma and all that stuff, we needed this huge villain to bring out the best in humanity, and that's what, anyway, I and I know you and others intend to do. And yeah. So we're just going to fight this down to the very finish. That's right. Just going to be the way it's going to be.
Yeah. Here's right. Here's another couple quickies for you before we run out of time. Hours so quickly. Nearly, all right, Trump, what does Trump say about the economy? The economy is booming. The economy is booming, he keeps saying. Booming. 102 million Americans do not have jobs right now. 102 million. That's the latest honest statistic. 102 million don't have jobs. And when you add to that other economic realities, this isn't, you know, a joke. Every man, woman, and child in this country owes the non-government government $220,000. That's the amount of debt they owe to the international banksters. $220,000. You're born, you're $220,000 in debt right now.
You're born in slavery.
Yeah.
You're born into slavery. That's the idea. We're all slaves, and that's the idea, and that's the crown model. And no, it's just unacceptable. It's ridiculous. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, I look at it like I call it the continuity of evil. You know, ever since, I guess.
That's much better than
Kennedy.
Government. I agree.
I mean, you know, you can be Democrat, Republican. It doesn't matter. It's like Bush, Clinton, Obama, Clinton, Trump. What's the difference? It's the continuity of evil. And it's been that way for quite a while. And the best thing we can do is snap out of it and unite and quit fighting each other like we're two different, as if there's two different parties. Come on, man. It's just the banker party. It's the City of London party. And what we need is just rise up, revolt, and just forget about, you know, defending your stupid side, because your stupid side is the same side. And we're the people, and they're the elite. And they have hoodwinked us so many times, over and over and over, and sunk us into debt, and taken our land, you know, to where everybody lives in cities. They've already pushed us into smart cities. It's not coming, it's already happened. They stole land for the last 300 years, and it's still happening. And they do it through debt, they do it through fake money, and we just continue to fight each other over these stupid social issues like gun control or immigration or, you know, I don't know, stupid stuff. And it's like, other than that, it's just the oligarchy against us. And we gotta unite. We gotta drop all the divide, because they push the divide. They push the gender divide. They push the race divide. They push the religion divide. They push the everything. And we bought into it. And we have got to unite, man. We have got to unite and just say, you know what, we're sick of it. We're sick of this 1% oligarchy. We're sick of these feudalists who've been around for ten centuries. I mean, come on, man. It's, you know, everybody's studying it. Everybody knows about it. Everybody, like, so let's just look at Alex Jones. Like, he used to talk about the Federal Reserve. He used to talk about, you know, things that matter, 9/11. Now he just talks about, oh, Trump's so great. It's like, really, dude? What kind of, like, what did you, like, take some kind of, like, little boy medicine?
No, he's being sued.
Took a knee, and, like, I mean, what? Take a knee and just, can't, you know, cash it in and forget about it? I mean, I don't know.
He's trying to survive.
QAnon
he's
has done.
Being sued.
And this is like, so QAnon's like the psyop for the alt right.
Oh, God.
And then like George Soros is the psyop for the fake left. And it's just like, oh, just drop it. Just get over it. All you people are phonies. And let's
get
on
with
it.
Dean, you know why? Because they've got the game where they want it now.
They've got control of a lot of people. No, you're right. They've got control of the whole political spectrum. Yeah,
it's sad. And then when you watch these younger people walking around staring at their hands or their screens, and the generation
and running
coming
people
up
off the road in my neighborhood this morning, I mean, I know. And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just getting so ridiculous.
Here, now what do we have? Wait, what do we have? We have Biden, Trump.
Oh, yeah, right. Biden gets in the race. Well, I guess Kamala Harris didn't fly because she was going to be the Illuminati candidate in the Democrat Party.
Bobby O'Rourke down.
Sorry. Yeah. Beto, transgender Beto or whatever. So Oprah's guy, and he didn't fly. So they had to bring Joe out. You know,
but wait a
stop.
Minute. I got it. My scenario remains on the table, and that's
Joe.
Biden is going to really go nowhere. They keep showing to university students video of him touching these women, and they're outraged. So he's not going anywhere.
Have you seen his eyes? Like he's a lizard, I swear. Yeah,
they're going to call Hillary in about 8 or 9 months to come out of retirement, so to speak, unite the party, save the party, rematch against Trump. You watch. They're going to make this a big show.
Why would that not surprise me at all?
Yeah.
No, I know. But, you know, here's the other interesting thing is that all of a sudden, like, you know, the last election cycle, there was none of this talk about, oh, the evil socialists or, you know, whatever. And now this, because they didn't see Bernie coming at him, and I'm pissed at Bernie because he caved in. But still,
it tells you that
America is turning left. You know, screw Bernie. Yeah. Bernie doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is the algorithms on Wall Street said Bernie would beat Trump. So they had to use the DNC to knock him out, and they did, and they cheated, and then Trump won. But what I want to see is this Tulsi Gabbard, man. What I want to see is this Tulsi Gabbard taking her out.
Of course, she's
not going to have
a
chance.
She's not going to have a chance.
She's too real. She's the only one that came out for Assange. Did you notice that? She's the only candidate either side that came out and said, no, Julian Assange is a hero. And she's too real. But I tell you what, the American public, that's where they're at. And this is all a movie. This other stuff is just a movie. And then they get the people to go along with the movie. But let's just, like, drop the movie. And if people would just drop the movie and be real and just talk to people and go out in the street. Yeah, because people are hurting. You're right. I mean, oh, my God, people are just so far in debt. The middle class is washed out. This is the British mercantilist model. They want to just take every country and destroy the middle class, deindustrialize the country under the guise of some environmental, you know, fake hoax or whatever. They see the same thing in Indonesia. They go there and they just take the cloves and they take the, you know, the cinnamon and the cardamom and they just, the Dutch East India Company would just take all the stuff and then just leave the Indonesians in poverty. And this is what they're doing to the United States now, the crown. They're just, you know, the Euro dollar market started up and they just sucked all the corporate wealth out and all the, launder all their money through there, park it in the Caymans. They don't pay taxes. We pay all the taxes. And they've deindustrialized our country. They're doing the same thing in Europe, doing the same thing to everybody. And this parasite banker class is just, you know, people just, Jesus Christ. I mean, people have to just, well, rise up and unite is all we can do. Rise up and unite and know that this oligarchy is running it. And let's take them out. There's just a few of them. Jesus, there's just a few of them. There's many
it's
of them.
It's always been that way, though. There's just a few of them.
Yeah, it's always been that way. And they've always been able to control us by dividing us. And carving us into little subgroups and this and that.
And now that they're, see what happened, we reached an intellectual pinnacle of accomplishment in the 50s and 60s. Those younger people, they studied, they cared. Now, there's an anti-intellectual ethos that permeates everything. It's not cool to be smart. A lot of people actually do poorly on tests because they don't want to do well.
That's right, and you're not supposed to be ambitious. And that's part of the British model, too. They created the hippie movement, the New Age movement. They said, don't be ambitious. It's bad to be ambitious.
There you go.
You know, and they don't want that because that threatens their cartels. If you're ambitious, I mean, like today we were up there in Willow Springs and it was like a citywide yard sale. And it was so cool because like people are out in the streets talking. Everybody's having a yard sale. Commerce was happening. You know, Joe and I made like, I think $57 selling a bunch of crap. Everybody made a little money. Some people, you know, spent some money. But it's like, can you imagine a society where there was like this small business commerce thing, like on street markets and everything, like all the time. You know, and there was you didn't have to pay a tax or a fee or get a license or, you know what I mean? It's like, that's the way it should be all the time. Just this total free-for-all, free market deal where everybody's out doing their thing and on the streets and living in the real world and nobody was on the internet and the Facebook and all this crap. And like the person that we had the art sale at, she met like three of her neighbors that she had never even met. Huh. And it just gets you thinking.
Never met
like,
our neighbors. Wow.
Never met our neighbors because they're all
That's
sitting
the way
in their house
now.
On Facebook most days. But all of a sudden, when there was this revolutionary citywide yard sale. Oh, my God. But, you know, I mean, it's just, that's the way it used to be. Like, every town had a dance on a Friday night, or maybe Saturday night, too. And every, you know, and it just used to be that way. And there was, people sat on their porch, they talked to their neighbors, they knew their neighbors. It's just not like that anymore. And that's what they've done to us with this electronic, well, it started with air conditioning in the South, and then TV, and then the Internet. And then, you know, they're increasingly isolating us. When the thing that has to happen is that we need to not be isolated. We need to go out into the streets and talk to people. If you go out and talk to people in the streets and everything, you'll get a totally different view than if you sit there on TV or the Internet, because that's just their take on it, you know. And then their take on it is that, oh, you're doomed, we're losing, we're omnipotent, and you are nothing. And, you know, but if you go on the streets, you realize, I mean, people really, I mean, a lot of people, we had some great conversations today about 5G, just with these hillbillies, these toothless hillbillies, you know, that did, you know, they don't have any education or nothing. And they're like, yeah, I went to some doctor in St. Louis, you know, and he said, yeah, they're just pretty much trying to kill us. And I was like, what's the name of that doctor? You know? And just when that cancer, she was all up on 5G and vaccinations and everything, and she's just this like eighth grade educated hillbilly. So if you go out in the streets, you'll really find out that there's a lot of people out there that are really clued into what's going on. All we need is leadership and people that, you know, are willing to stick their necks out and just keep talking about it and get off the Internet and just go out and talk to people, and we can win this.
It's encouraging to hear this. That's nice.
Kind of is. I know.
Very
me
nice.
Too. I feel encouraged today.
All right.
So,
Dean, you be well, huh? Take care.
Right on, Jeff. You too, brother. And keep doing what you're doing. And yeah, man.
Talk
I hope the sunny the sun is shining in your neck of the woods.
It is, and it's wonderful. You be well. Take care.
You too. Right on.
Okay, thanks. Dean Henderson. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. They are putting aspartame, and you know what that's all about, in more and more foods and beverages. With no labeling. No labeling indicating there's aspartame in there at all. We're going to find out more about that next hour. Hang on.